better shine. Good morning, y'all. We couldn't play this song if we had this show in Cincinnati.
We could.
You gotta appreciate the western skies. The great wild west. The beautiful country of Arizona. Good morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House.
And we're gonna ride. We're gonna ride. Riding like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
That's the way Jennifer rides on her horse, Peanut.
This song is very distracting to me. It makes me just want to leave
saddle
you and go.
Up. Saddle up. Let's go.
Find my horse
saddle
and go for
let's,
a ride.
Let's get a ride, old boy. And on mornings like this, how much more gorgeous a day could you ask for? What y'all up to this morning here at Rosie on the House? Give us a ring. Let's talk about it. 1-888-767-4348. What's got your Saturday occupied? We got 4 hours of crammed full of information for you. You're not going to want to miss any of it. So whatever you're doing, keep the radio turned on. A lot of things to do this weekend. That's a good way to get your Saturday morning started. Good morning, Arizona. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. I'm Rosie. My sweet wife, Miss Jennifer, sitting right next to me in the studio. We'll be talking a little bit this morning of all the things we've got going on. We want to hear about the things you've got going on. You can call us or text us. Romy and Mike are in the broadcast studio. If you'd like to call in, Romy will pick your call up, find out what you're calling about, what you want to talk about, where you're calling from. And Mike is going to make sure all the right buttons are pushed and the dials are set so we are programming perfectly. He and our station broadcast engineer, Miss Bree, is doing the same thing, spot checking all of us, making sure we're all doing it right, not pushing any of the wrong buttons. So the team has come together like we do every single Saturday morning for the single sole purpose of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We're here this morning to talk about things that are going on in Arizona in the 8 o'clock outdoor living section. Although we do have a special guest at 7:30. We have the Registrar of Contractors coming in, and he's going to be talking about an event that they are co-sponsoring called Career Days. And what kind of a career could you expect going into the trades today? I'll tell you what, it's significantly better than when I came into the trades back in the late 60s and early 70s. So stay tuned for that. We'll also be talking about the handyman exemption and what you can or cannot hire to get done at your house with a handyman that's unlicensed. 8 o'clock, of course, Romy and John Jay will be talking about gardening and planting. What better time of year than right now to get something going? 9 o'clock will be open hour, and 10 o'clock we'll be talking about the topic of the day that you received in your email if you are a subscriber to our email newsletter at rosieonthehouse.com. And the topic specifically today are handyman projects you, the homeowner, can probably tackle yourself and those handyman projects that you actually will want to hire out. So that's what we've got covered for y'all all morning long. We'll be bringing this information to you in a fun and enjoyable way. Let's start talking right now about things to do in Arizona. I thought,
do you have to do anything?
You don't.
With well, this weather,
good
man,
point.
You just find me a hammock and a shade tree.
You know.
When's the last
here?
Time you laid in a hammock,
day
Romy?
Of rest.
Or had a day of rest.
Yeah, I was.
That's what I'm dreaming about.
Oh, okay, gotta have your dreams.
Yeah, you can sit down and watch the ball games, of course. We've got NAU playing Idaho State. We've got U of A playing, I think it's USC, I think, today. Yes, it is. Oh, boy. That might be a tough game. And ASU, 5-1 on the season, facing Colorado at Colorado. And I guess we have to wait till Monday night, Mike, to see the Cardinals. They're on Monday Night Football playing the Jets. So you could do that, Roms. Just open the windows, let all that beautiful outside air come in, move the TV out on the back patio, and catch your favorite football game. Our little hike that we took last week was one of the few hikes that I've been able to take into the Catalinas.
After the home show, the Saba home show, we
took an extra
looking
day.
Looking for a little hike on the way home, and we found a really wonderful trail system, Catalina. What was the proper name? Catalina State Park.
Catalina State Park.
And of course, Romy, when soon as Dad looked on the marquee and saw that there was pools named Romero Pools, we had to go check it out.
So. Romero Canyon, Romero Pools. So it was about what did we decide? About 6.5 mile round trip.
It was nice, hiking, just perfect. About a little vertical.
About 1,000 feet vertical, but so when you got there, the pools felt good.
Did they have any crawfish in them?
I did not see any crawfish.
Ah, then they're not really Romero
Pools. I did see a snake. But that was a nice hike. An awful pretty time to get out there and do your bird watching. We actually cataloged a couple birds we hadn't seen before, so that was a pretty hike. I'd like to know, what are your favorite hikes that y'all like to go on? You know, that hike to Romero Pools was almost exactly the same equivalent of the McDowell Mountain Park gateway, going from Gateway up to Bell Pass and back. Almost exactly the same. Same amount of elevation and same amount of distance.
But it was a little less rocky.
Awfully pretty. Yes, that's true. And had a trip up to Sholo, and I want to tell y'all, we talk staycations all the time. If you're going to want to capture the fall colors in Arizona, you better start marking your calendars here in the next couple weekends. Things I saw driving up to Sholo Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday. Tell me, I wouldn't have put this, I wouldn't have categorized it as the peak, but I think we're getting close. I think we're getting really close. Before we go to some of the other things that we can do around the state in staycation, who other than me saw the story about the guy that says he's found the Lost Dutchman gold mine?
Well, Mike and I saw it. We just can't track it back down.
He's
actually called the office.
Yeah. Well, we've got to find that guy. I want to talk to him because I don't think it's the Lost Dutchman gold mine that he found. It's actually Peralta land grant mine, which goes back to a scandal dating all the way back to the Gadsden Purchase. But we got to try and find that guy. If any of you know of him or about him, text us at 411-923 and let us know how we can contact him, because we'd like to get him on the air. And sounds like he knows a lot about history, and sounds like he's done quite a little geology test to kind of narrow this down to a particular area. It'd be interesting to visit with him. Who's been to the state fair? Huh? Anybody been to the state fair yet?
Well, that was a family tradition for years and years.
How many years did we do that?
Well, first we started with just the open categories. The kids would bake things and make things, and we'd go down and enter them in the fair. And it was always fun to watch the 4-H kids working with their animals. That's my favorite part of the fair. And then, of course, our girls got into clogging. So every year we were there for the state and county fairs for the girls to clog. But, yeah, so that's our old stomping grounds. I can't believe we didn't even make it this year.
Didn't Romy's Banana Nut Bread win a blue ribbon?
Not just a blue ribbon, the great big grand category.
What do you call those? I can't even remember.
Is that a rosette?
There you go.
Yeah. What year?
And they
would
won
that,
money too.
What year would that have been?
Oh my gosh, Romy. You must be. I think you were like 5.
I said we still lived in New River, didn't we?
Maybe so.
Yeah.
It was a woman, Miss McCormick, up in New River, kind of got us started, and we just never looked back. It was something we did every year. We'd have 50 things to enter between all the kids and go down there. But boy, they have some good stuff this year, Roms. Did you look through the list of things going on? No matter what you're interested in, you can find something.
Quite a list. You have concerts going on. I didn't honestly recognize very many people on the concert lineup, but doesn't mean that...
That's because you're an old soul.
They don't have selections there. But the grandstands, they've got an all-Indian rodeo coming up, figure eight racing, quarter midget racing. There's the high school rodeo that happens this week. So azstatefair.com, and then it's got all the times and lineups, and so you can go on there and schedule if you wanted to see something, if you were just going for the games and food, of course, anytime.
Well, there's educational stuff as well. So for the kids, there's the Edible Journey. It's this kind of a state-of-the-art interactive display so kids can learn where food comes from. Can you believe you have to teach them that? And then Institute of Rock and Roll, just for fun, very interactive. Did you know that the State Fair has almost a $93 million economic impact.
And okay.
That last year, 1.1 million people attended. And the year before that, we were the third most attended State Fair in the nation.
Now, that surprises me.
I guess last year the weather kind of knocked us out, but it generates 718 jobs a year. So it's, you know, pretty cool.
It's a good year for the State Fair because the State Fair is hard when it's hot.
It is. Oh,
it's hard when
it's
hot. It
can be really miserable.
You have all the sticky kids and their cotton candy.
And that black asphalt.
You have that black asphalt.
No shade.
No shade. You've got the aromas of what? How many different things do they fry at the State Fair?
Well, I don't know about how many things they fry, but there is 95 food vendors.
What are some of those delicious things they've got there, Roman?
A portion of them, yeah.
87 of them fry something. The rest of them are fruit smoothies, healthy drinks.
I haven't seen anything. Thanks, Mike. I haven't seen anything healthy at the State Fair.
But you need those calories to burn off while you're walking
in
that.
Oh, is that what it is?
Heat and out on their asphalt. You got to keep your energy going somehow.
Tell me about that Cajun burger.
A deep fried patty.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about.
On a burger bun with pulled pork on top.
That hurts just thinking about it.
You know, not as bad as the donut burger. Oh. A cheeseburger, but instead of a bun, it's donuts on both sides.
Who thinks this stuff up?
Only at the State Fair.
Ugh. But they also have a Fry's culinary stage where you can go get cooking lessons from various different lineups. And this one's in the Coliseum, so it's probably, you know, you're at least not baking out in the sun.
Yeah, anybody we know?
Well, of course. The Joni's on stage today at 2:30.
That Joni's everywhere, man.
Buttermilk mac and cheese, as well as a pumpkin pie shake.
Now, how does she stay little like she is?
I don't know if she samples her own stuff. And then, of course, you have the livestock show. Kevin Rogers, the president of the Arizona Farm Bureau Association, his daughter won the grand champion. You know, they've done pigs for years and years and years, and she got the grand champion pig ribbon.
All right.
Awesome. Those are some good kids.
Fantastic. State Fair. So one of the things you can get out and do this particular weekend when it is so absolutely perfectly enjoyable outside in Arizona.